Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our service this morning, our Connect service. And if this is your first time at Connect, you're especially welcome. And we also want to welcome those who are tuning in online. And we want to say to those tuning in, we have been having a little bit of trouble with our stream, our live stream, since the storms in the last week. So if the connection were to break down, hopefully there will be a recording of the service later on online. Over this past year, we've been thinking about the theme of encounters with Jesus. We've been thinking about all these people who have been meeting with Jesus. And today in our service, we're going to be thinking about a tax collector. Nobody likes to meet tax collectors, but Jesus met a tax collector called Zacchaeus. And we're going to be thinking about the significance of that encounter later in our service. Hopefully on your way in this morning, you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. I wanted to mention one or two things that don't happen every week and things that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, just so you're aware of them. On Thursday this week, the Mothers Union are meeting at 7:30 for the AGM, and that's taking place here in the hall at 7:30 on Thursday evening. Last Thursday, we had a very special event here where we had a community health fair, and it was all to do with our health, with our physical health, our mental health, and different agencies and organizations came and delivered information here in the hall. So in the foyer on your way in, if you didn't happen to be able to come, if it happened during the morning time, but if you weren't able to come and you might like some information, there's information about a whole range of health issues, very helpful numbers, and all sorts of really useful information. So if you'd like to take some with you on the way out, please do so. Also to say that this is the time of year when we normally reopen our register for church membership. So if you are a member, if you're not a member of this church and you'd like to become one, and you're not registered in any other church, there are forms available from the church wardens. They're at the back of the hall this morning. And if you would like to register, do please speak with one of the church wardens. And there's the register is renewed at the February meeting of the Select Vestry. So that's an opportunity. If you've never registered before and you'd like to be registered here, please take that opportunity. Also to say that next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock. At our 11 o'clock service of Holy Communion next week, we look forward to welcoming a speaker from the South American Missionary Society, with whom we have a link, and they're going to be sharing with us about the work of the South American Missionary Society at our main morning service at 11. And next Sunday evening at 7, we have the service of Compline. But as we come together this morning, I'm always conscious when we come to church on a Sunday morning, who knows what has happened in the week that has passed. And maybe we've been very frazzled and maybe we've had lots of things going on. But it's good to just take a little moment at the beginning of our service just to still our hearts, to quieten our minds. And as we do so, we're going to pray and we're going to just ask God to be present with us in a special way as we gather to worship him. So let's just pray the prayer together that you'll see on the screen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. So it is in that spirit of opening our hearts and our lives and our whole being to God that we're going to stand to sing our opening song, Open the Eyes of My Heart.
I want to see you. I want.
Let's take our seats. Just as we want to open our hearts to God and we want to know Him more in our lives, we also recognize that there are times when He sees us as we are, and we know that we haven't been the people that He would want us to be. So this is the point in our service where we want to say sorry to Him, and we want to make a fresh start in our lives going forward. So let's just take a little quiet moment as we bring to God those things and those times when we haven't been the people we would want to be. And we're going to pray this prayer where we seek His forgiveness and pardon. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with You and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only You and Your people. We have not loved our neighbor as You have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with You and one another. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Merciful Lord, grant to us, Your faithful people, pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve You with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And as we receive God's forgiveness into our lives, we're going to respond with thanksgiving as we sing, His mercy is more.
Our sins, they are mine.
And if you'd like to be seated, May is going to bring us our Bible reading this morning.
Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and was welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to your house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the word of the Lord.
During the singing of our next song in response to that reading, our children are going to be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together, "What a Beautiful Name."
Thank you.
we come together this morning, we gather in that powerful and that beautiful name of Jesus. And as we gather in his name, let's declare our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And so in all the circumstances that we face, we acknowledge that he is the one who has the power and the authority over all things. And let's sing together now our faith in him. You still reign and you're still God.
Foundations have been shaken. When I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, you still reign and you're still God. It feels all hope has faded. Thank you.
Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we ask that you would speak into our lives and into our hearts, that you would help us to realize afresh that you are still God, even when our circumstances are difficult. Help us to hear you speak to us today, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I mentioned at the beginning, we have been looking over the course of this year at all these different people who had encounters with Jesus. And I wonder if you have ever read something in the Bible, or maybe ever had something explained to you in such a way that you felt it completely identified with your life at that particular moment. And I had an experience like this with the encounter that we heard about this morning, which May read for us a few moments ago, when we heard that reading about Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus, the tax collector. And I had that experience when I first, I suppose, engaged with that story at a meeting that I didn't really want to be at almost 40 years ago. And to set it in context, at the time, I was a schoolboy in a boarding school in the south of Ireland. And to be honest, things were not going so well in my life. I'd been dropped from the rugby team that I played on, and I wasn't too pleased about that. And the academic side of things, which I'd always done pretty well at, was slipping. And I found that my results around that time, my performances, were not what they used to be. Couldn't explain why that was happening, but it just was the way it was at the time. And then to make matters even worse, the girl that I was besotted with at the time wasn't interested. Not really all that hard to believe, but so I found myself sitting in the dark one Sunday evening in the place where I thought nobody would be in the boarding school. I wasn't sitting there for religious reasons, but I just thought this would be the one place where no one would be. And so I was sitting in the school chapel. And sitting there that Sunday night in the dark, wallowing in my self-pity, my peace was suddenly disturbed when all of a sudden the lights came on. And about five people came in with a teacher. "We're going to study the Bible together," they said. "Do you want to join us?" And to be truthful, there was nothing that I felt I wanted to do less. But because I felt ashamed at having been found sitting there alone in the dark, I decided that I should sit through this meeting. And then they started to read that gospel reading that we just heard a short time ago, where Jesus had this incredible encounter with the tax collector, Zacchaeus. And there were a few things about Zacchaeus' story that were pointed out to me that I found really striking. And the first one was that Jesus was just passing through Jericho, the town where Zacchaeus lived. And where was Jesus going? Well, he was on his way to Jerusalem. Ultimately, he was on his way to the cross. And this passing encounter that Jesus had with Zacchaeus was to change Zacchaeus' life forever. And an ordinary day can be transformed for any of us into the extraordinary whenever someone encounters Jesus in a personal way for the first time. Because it changes our perspective, it changes the things that we always believe to be important, or the priorities that were in our lives, they can all be turned on their head whenever we see reality in a new light. And that was something that we looked at last month when we were thinking, if you were here, about the blind beggar Bartimaeus and how his perspective was changed by encountering Jesus. And don't forget, if you've missed any of this series of encounters with Jesus that we've been doing every month since September, you can catch up on St. Finian's YouTube. You can binge watch if you like. It's like a series on Netflix or on the iPlayer. But Zacchaeus, to come back to him, he had reached the very top of his profession. Zacchaeus, we're told, was the chief tax collector. And he was wealthy. And whenever I think about Zacchaeus, I would have no doubt that he would have sacrificed a lot to get to his position in life. Because you didn't work for the Roman Empire to win a popularity contest. Zacchaeus must have been incredibly focused. He must have been incredibly determined to be eventually appointed the chief tax collector. And he was a man who must have got results in terms of revenue for the Roman Empire. But the downside of his professional success was his isolation. He might have had everything that money could buy. He was wealthy, but there was an emptiness inside. There was money, there was power, but he had no friends. And I guess because of the happenings in my life at the time when I heard about this encounter, I immediately connected with this man, Zacchaeus, because at that time, I too felt quite isolated. And I guess the other thing which really drew me to him was his stature or his lack of it. Because just like Zacchaeus, I was a small guy. And I knew what it was like not to be able to see in a crowd. But Zacchaeus must have felt a very strong desire to see this religious teacher, Jesus, that everyone was talking about. And using his head, he climbed a tree in order to get a better view. And to me, probably the most surprising bit in this whole encounter is that the initiative was taken by Jesus. Zacchaeus didn't presume to come to him, but Jesus came to Zacchaeus, stopping below his tree and calling him by name to come down, that he must stay at his house today. And what a beautiful moment that must have been for Zacchaeus, for this man who, in spite of all that he owned and all that he possessed, was perhaps the loneliest and the most vulnerable man among that large crowd. And how amazing it was that in spite of his deceit and his cheating, in spite of his ruthlessness and his greed, the Lord of the universe would stand underneath his tree and ask him to come down. And by inviting himself to Zacchaeus' house, he was saying something very, very important. Jesus was saying, I need you. Can you help me? And we're told that Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus gladly. And sometimes when we look at these encounters that Jesus had with people in the Gospels, it is the unlikely people who seem to be most ready to welcome him. And so we read of the criminals, the prostitutes, the lepers, those outcast by their society. They were the ones who are most open to welcome his love and his offer of healing and salvation. And it's maybe not always so easy for Jesus to receive a welcome among the wealthy and the comfortable, those who on the surface seem to have it all together. And we're told that the crowd, they didn't really get it at all, because they were muttering to themselves about Jesus mixing with sinners. What was he doing, hanging out with somebody like Zacchaeus? But Zacchaeus took very big steps. If we think about that encounter, he took very big steps to show the community that a few hours in Jesus' company had transformed him. He was a changed man. And I'll never forget a clerical colleague telling me one time that the last part of most of us that will be converted to Christ or fully surrendered to him is our pockets. Zacchaeus, inspired and transformed by his encounter with Jesus, gives away half his possessions to the poor, and he resolves, and he says it out loud. So once it's out there, people will remember. He says, I'm going to pay back four times the amount that I might have cheated you out of. That's a pretty bold and public claim to make. And it is then that Jesus speaks to those crowds who disapprove of who he's socializing with. And it's a disturbing message to the church, because Jesus says, it's not all about you. It's not all about the people inside the church who seem to think they have it all together. Jesus says, actually, the reason the Son of Man came is to seek and to save what was lost. And that's a much easier message to hear if you know you're lost. And Zacchaeus knew that despite all his wealth, all his possessions, all the power he had within the Roman Empire, he was lost. Zacchaeus had no problem seeing his need for a savior. And sometimes it takes a few things to go wrong for us to see the same. In my own case, if it wasn't for some bad results in school, a disappointment in love, and a lack of achievement on the rugby pitch, it's pretty unlikely, I think, that I'd be standing here trying to speak to you this morning. Having realized that if Jesus could welcome and rescue a man like Zacchaeus, he could also rescue a self-absorbed schoolboy whose world revolved around himself and his achievements. And it was in that place of encounter that we recognize that his love and acceptance could change every misplaced priority. So let's just bow our heads as we pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you for the way that you encounter people. wherever we are at. And as we think of Zacchaeus and how his life was changed, we open our lives to you and we invite you to come in and to change those things which need to be changed within us as we open ourselves more to you and to your love and to your grace. Amen. Sometimes when we hear of these encounters in the Gospels, we maybe perhaps wish that we too could make our own personal response to what we hear Jesus can do. And our next song invites us to do that. And during the singing of this song, we're going to take our offering. As we sing together, I want to walk with Jesus Christ.
As summer flowers we fade and die, fame, youth and beauty early by. But life we yearn, oh, calls to us at the cross. I will not boast in wealth of
So as we prepare to go out into the week that is to come, we're going to pray a prayer together in which we seek to walk in God's light and walk in his ways as we go out into the world. We pray together. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord. As we go out into the world, may the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always in your sight for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so let's bow our heads for God's blessing. May the light of Jesus fill your lives, that your lives may be a light to the world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. We're going to sing our closing song, Yet Not I, but through Christ in me.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for
Jesus, for my life is
So go in peace to love and serve the Lord.